The Joint Committee on Public Safety and Homeland Security heard testimony for Nero's Law, a bill filed to allow for care and transportation of police canines. In 2018, Yarmouth Police Sergeant Sean Gannon was shot and killed while serving a search warrant in Barnstable. His canine, Nero, severely wounded, but Nero had to be transported in a police cruiser. State Rep Steve Zaros filed the bill. He was a police officer for 40 years in Yarmouth and served 10 years as the deputy chief.
As a Gold Star father who lost a son in combat, I know the pain of losing a loved one in the line of duty all too well. The murder of Sergeant Sean Gannon, my friend and brother in blue, will forever haunt me. Sergeant Gannon was not the only victim that day. To compound the tragedy, Sergeant Gannon's police dog, K-9 Nero, was shot in the face by the same assailant. At the same time as his human sergeant was being rushed to the hospital, K-9 Nero lay trapped in the attic.
Due to current law, police canines cannot be treated by paramedics. Last month, two Braintree police officers were wounded and K-9 Kit was fatally shot by a suspect in what police described as an ambush. Gannon's mother, Denise, asked for the bill to be moved out of committee and passed into law.
We owe these courageous canines the decency of ambulatory care at the scene of a crime when they're injured and need of first responders. Between the rigorous training, the selfless acts that defy what we would not do, to one where the brave dare not go and head directly into the face of danger rather than away, leaves it, in my mind, a common sense change in an old law that needs to be revised.
More information about Nero's Law can be found by searching House Bill 2547 on the Mass Legislature website.